الرحيم. إن شاء الله today we will continue to have the our Arabic class, and today إن شاء الله we will start from the letters seen and sheen. Now I will tell you about these two letters. Now we will learn one family. Okay, this family consists of two letters. Okay, this is one letter, this is the second letter. Okay, you will tell me now what I am supposed to know about this letter. Okay, actually let me write to you as it is written in the notebook so that inshallah you can follow with the notebook. Okay, the letters are the letter seen. Okay, it can be written like this or like this, and the letter sheen. Okay, like this or like this also. Okay, so number one, we will start to know why these two letters are one family. Actually, because they are similar in the way of writing. When you write the seen, one member, the same one, you write the other one. So, because they are similar in the way of writing, they are one family. But the difference is that one of them doesn't have any dots, the other one has three dots. Okay? So today we will learn a family consists of two members. They are similar in the way of writing. One of them has no dots, the other one has three dots. Okay? What is the name of these letters? Okay, the first one is the name is seen. I don't want you to care for the name, but I want you to know the name. But this is not important. What is important for me is how to pronounce the letter. It is like the letter S. Like the word when you pronounce son. I want you, sister, to say three times and to feel the first letter. Son.
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 Son. Son. This S is equal to that letter. So when I see that letter in the Arabic, I tell to myself, this is the S. Okay? This is equal to S. How you pronounce the S? S. S. Like the, okay, the S, how you pronounce the S. I will clarify to you now, inshallah. So this is number one is S. This is the sister. Because she is a sister, she will have also the S. But because she has three dots, now I am trying to make it more close to your mind. Because she is having an addition in Arabic, she will have also an addition in English. Okay, so it is equal. When someone talks, and the other one is not a very nice person, he will tell him or her, shh. But this is not good attitude. Refused in Islam. This is not good. This is haram to tell to someone, shh. As if he is, you know, a bear, you know, like an insect. Shh. Because in Arabic, you know, when you will have a fly, okay, you will do the fly, shh, shh, to move the fly. So they use the same way to use it with the human being. Shh. This is not good at all. Okay? But just to remember, this is shh, shh, like the sun. So when you want to remember seen, sheen, always remember sunshine. Okay? I want you to write this in your notebook. Sunshine. This is the seen. This is the sheen. Okay, so the sentence which is sunshine always remind me with two Arabic letters. The se, this is the S, is the se, S, okay, this is the seen, and the SH is the sheen. Okay, so alhamdulillah now, I learned today two letters. What are these two letters? These two letters are sunshine. Cut it close, because I want to get rid of these two. Okay? Sunshine. So when I tell you, sister, what do you learn today? You tell me, sister Mona, I learned the S, and I learned the SH. Okay, very good. I tell you, what is this? You tell me, this is the scene. How I remember the scene? Small plate, very deep one. Okay? The other one, the same. Sheen. Small plate, a big deep one. And three dots. Alhamdulillah. So you will tell me now, sister Mona, this is the seen, this is the S. Okay, I pronounce it like S. We will now say it together. And this is the sh. Very good. But again and again, sisters, I want you by time to learn the rules of the Arabic, you know, language. Whenever I have a letter like this or like this, this means that I can't write it like this at the beginning. I can't connect a letter with something like this. Okay, so you will tell me now we learn, because this will be coming in many letters. Whenever I have a letter with, you know, this end, I always remove it when I want to connect, when I want to write it at the beginning, and I make it a straight line, okay, so that I can connect another letter on the same line, whatever letter. All the letters are mostly written on the line. So I must remove this big drop, and I will make it like a straight line so that we can connect. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that the letter sin and the letter sheen can be written like this only at the end. At the end of the word. For example, I will give you an example now, alhamdulillah. Okay. This word is shams. Okay, for those whom they don't know yet. Okay, now this is the sheen at the end. It has its curve. This is the sheen at the beginning. It has the straight line. Why it is a straight line? So that it can be connected with another letter. So now, alhamdulillah, I learned two letters, sun, shine. Okay, these two letters, actually, I can write them in the beginning different from writing them at the end because they have this big curve. That's it. This is the sin and the sheen. Now we will read the sin and the sheen with the short vowels, with the long vowels, and with everything. And inshallah you will realize that these are two very simple letters to learn in Arabic. Sun, shine. Okay? Right. Now we finish page 18. Now I want you to move with me to page number 19. In page number 19, we will start to read the sin and the sheen with the vowels. Okay? So let us read them with the vowels together, so that you realize that you already learned these two letters. Now we say that the letter sin is like the S. Okay? So now we will start with the short vowels. Okay? I will read and you read after me. Then I will ask one of you to read alone. Inshallah. This I have the letter sa, the, okay, sa,
sa,
su,
su,
si,
si,
sa,
sa,
sha,
sha,
shu,
shu,
shi,
shi,
sha,
sha.
Then I have sa,
sa,
long vowels. Now I move to the long vowels. Sa,
sa,
su,
su,
si,
si,
sha,
sha,
shu,
shu,
shi.
Sa, su, si, sa. Sha, shu, shi, sha. Sa, su, si, sa.
Okay. Daniel, can you read it?
Sa, su, si, sa. Sha, shu, shi, sh. And sa, su, si, sh. And shu, and she.
Oh, yes, okay. Sister, can you read it? Because you are a beginner, I want you to read it.
Sa, su, si, sa. Sha, shu, shi, sha. Sa, su, si, sha, shu, shi.
Excellent. I want you now, all of us, sister, get please the page 24. Page 24, because we will start to revise the vocabulary. Because I want you, as soon as you know how to pronounce the word, okay, immediately you try to, you know, use the word, the letter in a sentence, so that you realize the letter is clear in your mind or not.
Okay, now we will start with the first word. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, now I will write for you the word here, sister, and we will read it together. Again and again, sister, I want to clarify to you one thing. It is not the logic, it is not the intelligence, it is only how you know the letters by heart. This is how you can recite the Arabic very simply. Okay, now when I look to this word, okay, I notice that I have three letters. So I tell to myself, let me analyze it. Okay, so this is number one, is the letter sa with a plus. So now, how can I read this first one of the vocabulary? Can you read it? Okay, go.
Sajada.
Very good. Sajada. All of us together three times.
Sajada.
Again.
Sajada.
Again.
Sajada.
Excellent. Now I will write the second word. Okay, and I will analyze it while you are trying to read it, then please raise your hand. This is again. So now, sister, the homework for these 2 weeks, I want you to have the vocabulary. I will finish with you, inshallah, all the letters in these 2 pages. I want you to analyze, you know, like this, to analyze every word as I am analyzing, okay, and to write every page of this 10 times. Inshallah, inshallah, on 11th of July, I will be after having these papers. This one 10 times, this one 10 times. You have more than, you know, 20 days. This one 10 times, this one, every one of them 10 times. I will finish it with you now. I will revise and I will write everything. Okay, this is the only way, otherwise you will forget the whole Arabic. Okay, because all the letters are here. Now, what is this letter? All of us together?
Sa.
Sa. Okay, this is Sa. What is the next letter?
Ha.
Ha. Okay, and then I have the alif preceded by a fatha. Okay, so it is Saha. Ba. Okay, so all of us together? Saha. Again?
Sahaba. Sahaba. Sahaba.
Okay, next word. Actually, it is sahab. Because we have sukun. Okay, sahab. Sahab. Okay. Okay, next word. Okay, what is the first letter?
Ha.
Because it has a fatha. What is the next one?
Si.
Si, because it has a kasra. Okay, si, and then ra. Okay, with a fatha. Kha, si, ra. All of us together? Again? Again? Next one is more easy. Okay? Okay, number 4. Okay, I will mention it to you. This is the kha with the fatha. It will be kha. Okay, then I have the alif preceded by a fatha. The alif will be what? Long vowel. The alif will be long vowel. Long vowel. So it will be kha. Then I have the ss with kasra. Sin with kasra. Si. So it will be kha. Khasir. 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 Okay, all of us, and please repeat it 5 times.
Khasir. 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 Khasir.
Okay, next is, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What is this letter now?
She.
With a fatha, she. Okay, she. What is this? Jim, okay, with what? With fatha, ja. Okay, so it is sha, ja, sha, jar, sha, jar, sha, jar, trees, sha, jar. Repeat, sister, 5 times.
Sha, jar, sha, jar, sha, jar.
All these actually are words from the Quran. The next one. Inshallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is more easy. What is this letter?
Ba.
Okay, because the, well, how I know it is ba? Because the dot is below. Because it's below. How I remember it is ba? Because the dot is below. Okay, then I have the sh. Sh. Because I have these 3 dots. So when I see the 3 dots, I say this is the sh. So it is ba, sha, r, bashar. 5 times.
Bashar.
The most important to pronounce.
Bashar. Bashar. Bashar.
Bashar means people. Okay? The next one is more easy. Okay? The same. When I see the 3 dots, I tell to myself this is the sha. Okay? Sha. With fatha. then ra. Shar. 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 This is the evil. Okay? Shar. Shar. So when you have people whom they are, you know, evil people, you say, you know, Shar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bashar Shar. Because they are people and evil. Okay? The two words are below each other. People and evil. Shar al-Bashar. Shar al-Bashar, the people whom they are full of evil. You see, now you will start gradually to know the meaning. So if you have time to memorize the meaning, these are words from the Quran. So when you will recite the Quran, you will be, you know, trying to know the meaning. Because you, if you have time, sister, try to memorize the vocabulary. But to me, the most important is to pronounce the Arabic now. This is up to you, inshallah. Okay, what is, so now alhamdulillah we have all the words about the sin and the jim. Now we will learn another family, okay, which is called Saad and Daad. Okay, now in this family, alhamdulillah, it is also related to the first one. This is the sin and the sheen, and we agreed that this is the S and this is the SH. Clear? Okay, we finish this family, alhamdulillah. Hello, this is family number one. Family number two today, inshallah, we will have it from page 20, sister. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now I want to tell you one thing. In Arabic, there are some letters. When you say these letters, okay, you pronounce them, you know, with a pressure. Okay, these are the letters, there will be a dot below, you know, the symbol, a dot below it. Now I have the S, okay, this is the S, the letter S, which is equal to the letter C. Okay, when I say Sajada, Sahara, Samir, Sami, when I pronounce the S here, okay, it is just a light one. But when I said Sabir, Sa, Sa, Sa. This is, you know, the same S, but it is, you know, the one when I pronounce it, I am pronouncing it, you know, with a heavy letter. This is a light one, this is the heavy one. So now I will learn two letters. Both of them are heavy letters. Okay? So their symbols are the symbols of other letters. But they are the heavy version of that letters, okay? What are these letters? These are the letter of the Saad and the letter of the Daad. When you tell me what is the relation between them, I tell you the same relation. They have the same way of writing, but the Daad is having a dot. Alhamdulillah. How to write it? You make like a semicircle, okay, high up semicircle, okay, and then you close it, okay, then you have a half one downstairs, down. One half up, high, you close it, and then one high, one down, okay, the opposite direction. This is the most easy right way to write it. Now, alhamdulillah, I know how to write. So now, what is the symbol of this letter, Sister Mona? Saad and Daad are, these are the heavy letters. So this means that immediately I will not give you new symbols. I will give you symbols of other light letters. So the Saad will be the heavy of the seed. It will be S with a dot. Now I want you to tell me, when I tell you that the Daad is the D with a dot, what is the light D? What is the light? Yes, excellent. Dead. Okay? So now, in order to make, you see now, sister, alhamdulillah, you will learn many Arabic letters, but in a more simple way than at the beginning. Now, alhamdulillah, today we learn sin and sheen, alhamdulillah. Then I will learn another two. These other two, they are heavy. What is the meaning of heavy? This means that their symbols, I know it before. What are these symbols? It is S with a dot and D with a dot. Excellent. S with a dot is the letter. You see how I am writing it? Saad. Okay? So this means Saad is like the sin, but it is a heavy one. Alhamdulillah. The same way I pronounce the sin, but heavy. Sa, sa, sa. So I want you to repeat after me. Sa. Look to my mouth.
Sa.
Sa. The more heavy, the more you pronounce pronounce it correctly.
Sa.
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 Alhamdulillah. Regarding their sister, how you pronounce the letter Dal? Say after me, da.
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 Now I will say do.
Do.
Do. The same. You make a curve of your mouth, your tongue, and the head. Do.
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 Alhamdulillah. So today, regarding these two letters, it is very easy for me. Because this one reminds me with the sin, this one reminds me with the death. Okay? The way I was pronouncing the sin, it will be the same. Sin is S, but heavy. Alhamdulillah. Dal is G, but heavy. So now, the Sad and the Dad, alhamdulillah, are just heavy letters. Okay? I can use the same way about the other two letters, the S and the G, okay? But with heavy. Sa.
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 Da.
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 Okay, let us have the page of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim 21 so that we will read this letter with the Fatha Dhamma Kasra so that Alhamdulillah we finish these two only. Also, I want you always to feel that Sad and Dad are very simple and very easy. Why? Because they are the same symbols of the Sin and the Dal but heavy. Alhamdulillah, just heavy. Okay, so now I will read and you read after me, sister. Try to pronounce it so that your ear will be familiar with your pronunciation. This is the most important. Sa.
Sa.
Look to my mouth again, sister. Sa.
Sa.
Su.
Su.
Si.
Si.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa. Again.
Sa.
Su.
Su.
Si.
Si.
Sa.
Sa.
The long vowel, sa.
Sa.
Su.
Su.
Si.
Si.
So it is again the big mouth. Sad is the big mouth. Okay? Again, sa.
Sa.
Su.
Su.
Si.
Si.
Sa.
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 Su.
Su. Si.
Si.
Okay, I will move to da now. Da.
Da.
Du.
Du.
Di.
Di.
Da.
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 Du.
Du.
Di.
Di.
Da.
Da.
Again, I want to hear you start saying, sister. Okay, I want the beginners to say, okay. I will not say, you say. What about the da with fatha? It will be?
Da.
Okay, keep on.
Du.
Okay.
Di.
Okay.
Da.
What about the long vowels?
Da.
Eh?
Du.
Eh?
Di.
Again.
Da.
Okay.
Du.
Okay.
Di.
Okay. So let us start again. We'll start the page from Sa. Yalla, read after me. Sa.
Sa.
Su.
Su.
Si.
Si.
Sa.
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 Su.
Su.
Si.
Si.
Okay. Da.
Da.
Du.
Du.
Di.
Di.
Da.
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 Alhamdulillah. Get please for me the vocabulary word which is 24. Okay, now we will learn about the vocabulary of this Sad and Dad. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now what is the first word related to the Sad and the Dad? I will write it for you, then we will analyze it together so that sisters you will realize that it will be very simple for you. The Arabic word, when you analyze it and when you know how to pronounce every letter. Just know the letters, then it will be the most easy for you. Now let us start one by one. First I have to analyze. This is the Sad with the Fatha, and this is the Ba with the Fatha, and this is the Alif preceded by a Fatha, and this is the Ha with the Fatha. So now I want to read, so I will say this is the Sa, and this is the Ba, Sa, and this is the Ba, and this is the A, and this is the Ha. Sa. Baha. Sabaha. Okay? So the most important for me now is to pronounce sa.
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 Keep on sister five times.
Sa.
Again.
Sa.
Again.
Sa.
Again.
Sa.
Again.
Sa.
Alhamdulillah. All the words together. Sabaha.
Sabaha.
easy word. This is the next one, is more easy. Okay. Now I will analyze the word number two. This is the S, okay, with the dot, because this is the sad S with the dot with the fatha. Sa. And then I have the alif preceded by a fatha. It will be 2a. Then I have the ba. Okay, this is the bih. Actually, I am analyzing two in English. I want to analyze for you in Arabic. Okay, this is sad with fatha plus alif. Whenever you have the alif preceded by a fatha, write alif preceded by a fatha so that you tell yourself this is a long vowel. Okay, so that when you read it as a long vowel. I am analyzing this one now. Okay, and then this is the ba with the kasra, and then this is the ra with the sukun. So I will start now, because you are beginners, still I have the English in my mind. This is the S with the dot with the fatha. And this is the 2A long vowel. This is the ba with the kasra, and this is the ra with nothing. It is sa-ber. Sa-ber. Five times the sisters. No, I want you to move your tongue as I am showing you. Sabir.
Sabir.
Again.
Sabir.
Again.
Sabir.
Alhamdulillah. Next one is very easy. Please move to the next page. Okay? This is the next one. Very good. Very simple. This is the alif with fatha. It will be a. Look to my mouth, sister. A.
A.
A. A. Okay, then ri. Da. Da. Because this is the da. Dal with dot of da. It is ard. Ard. Five times, sister. Again. 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 Now I will give you a very nice word. You know what is this word? This is the D with the dot and the D without the dot. Because Dal is the D without the dot and Dah is the D with the dot. So it is Dad. How you can pronounce the heavy and the light one? Now I want to clarify it to you again. I meant to write this word so that you try to realize the difference between the heavy letter Dad. This is the da. Da is equal to D with the dot and the fatha. This is the dal. This is the da, okay, with the fatha. You see now? Okay? So this is the heavy form and this is the light form. How to pronounce it? Dad. Da, da. The letter da, it will be heavy. I will make my mouth rounded and a heavy one. Da.
De.
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 Okay, keep it, sister, for five times. Da, de. De. Keep on. De. So that you feel both of them, one light, one heavy. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Now we will have the third family, which is related. Inshallah, when you go home and you have time, you will feel it very easy and you will feel all of them close. But just now, alhamdulillah, because we are having all of them one after one. Okay. I want to give you some work for the, you know, because long time will stop. Okay, now, what is the next? The next is the third family. Okay? It is the same issue. Two sisters having the same way of writing, one with dot, the other one without dot. How to write them? Half a curve, then the line, then a line. This is the ta. How the other one? The. Just to make it a little bit. Okay, this is the simple way of writing. Okay, so now alhamdulillah, I will learn another two letters. Okay, what is the name of these two letters? Again and again, these are heavy letters. Very easy. Alhamdulillah. Whenever you have the heavy letters, it is more easy. Why? Because I will not learn a new way to pronounce. It is the same symbol, light one, but it will be heavy. Now, the ta is like T with a dot. What was the T without the dot? No. The T without the dot. Not ta. The T with the dot is ta. This one. in English equal to what in Arabic? Ta. You see, sister, this is how you have to pronounce. It is the ta. Light. Ta. Ta. Repeat three times. Ta. 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 Like when the baby is walking, you say to the baby, ta. 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 Not ta ta. This is ta. This is ta. Okay. So this is the ta. And this is the ta. Okay, so you always say to yourself, Alhamdulillah, these heavy letters are very simple to pronounce because I get the light one and then I make it heavy. Okay, so this ta is like the ta. I get the ta and I say ta 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 ta. Repeat after me, sister, five times the ta.
Ta.
Ta. Ta.
Ta.
Again, rounded mouth.
Ta.
Keep on.
Ta.
Ta. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Very good. I will move to the sister. The sister is the same. These are heavy people. Tough people. Ta and the za and the sad and the dad are the tough letters. Heavy letters. Okay? How I can pronounce them? I will get the light one. Then I will pronounce it very heavy. This is the TH. What was the TH? Light. Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. Very good. Was together hot. 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 Ayo, subhanallah. My notebook is totally destroyed.
Oh no.
Daniel, I will buy a new one from you. Do you have any other new one? You have
extra.
Okay, so inshallah when we return. Okay, so it is hot, sister.
Rahman al-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from trials in lifetime and after death. Oh Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Okay, sisters.
Jazakumullah
khair. See you.